When Germany decided to restore Berlin as its capital, city planners realized they had no home or offices for the German chancellor. So the government commissioned architect Axel Schultes to design a German version of the White House. Former Chancellor Helmut Kohl liked the plans, but his successor, Gerhard Schroeder, has suggested that he finds the massive glass and steel structure a bit too grand. And as NPR's Guy Raz reports, the new chancellery has received mixed reviews from the public as well.
Perhaps the best place to get a view of the chancellery building is from Germany's parliament, the Reichstag. The future home of the German chancellor appears like a standalone monolith, a huge slab of building smack in the middle of nothing. And here, in the Reichstag, the public reaction is uniformly negative.
It's giant.
It's overdressed, you know. It's overdressed.
I think it's very expensive and it's too great, too huge. We don't need such a great building.
26 million gallons of concrete went into the building. All of it was poured on site. Aside from the massive arc-shaped windows, the chancellery is solid white concrete and sandstone.
Looking at the building, you have absolutely no scale because there's no building inside around. It looks like basically a two-story building from outside with the first floor and the balcony. But it has nine stories and two stories underground.
Christian Haya is an engineer with the management company overseeing the building's construction.
It's a little bit like these Japanese stone gardens. So if you sit in front of it for a longer time, you lose the sense of scale. It could be everything, rocks in the sea or something.
Despite almost universal public disdain for the structure, critics have hailed the building as a revolution in modern architecture. Michael Münninger writes for the daily newspaper Die Welt.
It's also an upheaval for the world of architects, who have a new feeling of being inspired by a new, not German, totally not Western kind of architecture. It's more an Oriental kind.
Indeed, Axel Schultes was inspired by the ancient Persian palace of Isfahan. And critic Michael Münninger says the chancellery reflects Schultes' preference for integrating political expression into his architecture.
This is a kind of oriental palace, a kind of mosque, and a chancellor which is doing his job there will have not a kind of despotic power, but a sense of relationship and a sense of responsibility that Germany is a big country and has to be cared very carefully.
Construction workers are now putting the finishing touches on the building's interior. In less than 2 months, Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder is scheduled to move in. In order to meet the deadline, work will go on for more than 14 hours a day. The most challenging part of the construction was the installation of the wave-like ceiling. It, too, is solid concrete and required more than 65 miles of internal steel cables to support the weight. The wave design dominates the interior space, and engineer Christian Heyer says it's meant to disorient a visitor.
Maybe the most surprising thing about this building is that it looks from outside, it looks like a monolith. If you enter, suddenly space is moving completely in all directions.
The visual effect is like standing inside an M.C. Escher painting, wavy columns that appear to be marching, and a circular staircase that is the centerpiece of the second floor. Again, critic Michael Münninger.
This building is made only out of voids with a little bit of stone and columns in between, and is a kind of symbol. It wants to invite the space of the city to come into the building. It's a kind of symbolic invitation, the public sphere coming into this very remote realm of power.
But that invitation may take some time. For now, there are no plans to open the Chancellery building to the public. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.